A very good evening, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, and I am Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a happy new year.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight, we are going to look at the COVID-19 pandemic and the Omicron variant, and also reports that another variant has been detected in Italy. And for yesterday, the Minister of Health gave us an update. It says, as at January 4, 2022, Zimbabwe had 217,678 confirmed cases, including 187,980 recoveries and 5,078 deaths. These deaths, they came up from cumulative figures. And as of yesterday, 31 deaths were reported, and 1,591 new cases also recorded. That is as of yesterday. And to date, a total of 4,141,158 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, Gibbs.
And this means that out of 217,000 Zimbabweans who actually contracted COVID-19, Chonga, roughly about 187,000 have actually recovered from the disease. And some of those people that have been vaccinated for the first second time, they add up to about 3.2 million. So let's remember that figure as well. We're also going to discuss the issue of the late Ndumiso Kumete, who was the Highlanders president and is one of the people who was once in Zifa. He was the vice president of Zifa. He was actually laid to rest yesterday in Nyati communal lands. So as a Jesus Panda, has got some videos that we are going to be using before we venture into the business of the day, which is the Diaspora Forum.
We are also going to look at thousands of Zimbabweans who are stuck in Beitbridge following their forced removal from South Africa while they were trying to return to that country after the Christmas holidays. And some Zimbabweans living in South Africa say the best way forward is to fix the harsh social, economic and political situation back home instead of going to South Africa to look for jobs.
Certainly, and we know that there are thousands of people that are actually detained on the Zimbabwean side of the border. And the South African government has got this crackdown. You know, they're actually having at least three roadblocks, you know, along the Beitbridge Johannesburg Road. So out of these roadblocks, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, they're designed to have some kind of firewall. If they miss you in the first one, they'll catch you in the second. If you try to skip the second, they will definitely net you in the third roadblock. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the biggest crackdowns, you know, that they've actually conducted over the years. We know that Chonga, some Zimbabweans have always been given a torrid time whenever they try to go to South Africa. We know that they're leaving their country because of certain issues, and we are going to describe some of these issues as we go in this program. So kunjalo ke sulukandaba namhlanje sikhangela okuchiyeneyo. Wokuqala sikhangele ukuthi COVID-19 kume njani. Siyabona ukuthi ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi 31 ababulewe i-COVID-19, kwathi ke abayi 1,591 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Kuzokusithi nxa sikhangelwa khona manje kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye, uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu 5,078 asebehlolwe batholakala asebebulewe i-COVID-19. So ke kuzokusithi ke abantu sebabanjwa i-COVID-19 by 217,678, abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo 187,980, asebajova ijekiseni yokuqala by 4.2 million, asebajova esibili 3.2 million. So khanya kuyajova sibili khonoku abazama ukukwenza. Masikhangela okunye njalo okwenzakale eZimbabwe, izolo bekungcwatshwa uNdumiso Gumede obe ngumongameli weqembu leHighlanders Football Club. Njalo waye kuzifa iZimbabwe Football Association. Nguye wathenga ama-properties amaningi awe-Highlanders Football Club. Njalo ngesikhathi sakhe i-Highlander yayitshaya okunye okumangalisayo inqoba amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulabantu abaningi okunye okumangalisayo abasemngceleni khonangale Beitbridge kade bezama ukuya kwele South Africa kodwa bavinjwa nguhulumente wakwele South Africa. So ke sisaxoxa ngakho khonokho, sizwa ukuthi abantu bathini ngakho khonokho lokunye. kuchaloke chonga.
Ongu wadiwa watereri, nyayetu kurukura, ndiwe nyayeri kutaurwa ni mungu wangu Gibbs Dube ya Tenge Tichibata pano pachurongwa. Ningati inyaya, zinokwana kuita natu. Yekutanga ili nyaya, yedendare COVID-19. Nezuro, takanzu kwa kuti vanu, wanokwana kuita makumi matatu waka shaya ne COVID-19. Kozoita vamwe, wanokwana kuita churu, nemaza na mafumbamwe. Ne makumi akati kuti vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19 ndo dambudziko ratina ro muZimbabwe. Pamusoro pezvo kuri kunzi kwakawanikwa imwe variant kana kuti imwe mhando yeutachiwana weCOVID-19 inonzi yakawanikwa kuItaly. Ndo imwe yezviri kutatira kukurukura nezvazvo. Tichatarisa nyaya yekuradzikwa kwevaiwe mutungamiri wechikwata cheIslanders vakambopindawo zvakare mukutungamira nhabvu kubudikidza neZifa vanndumiso Gumede vakarasikwa vakaradzikwa nezuro kumusha kwavo. Koitawo nyaya imwe yatanga tichikurukura iyi nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pamuganhu weZimbabwe neSouth Africa. Tiri kuona kuti munyika yeSouth Africa yatora matanho akaomarara ekuona kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kubva muZimbabwe vachidzokera kuSouth Africa munguva ino yekupera kwezororo rekrisimusi havange vachibudirira kupinda munyika imomo. Tinoona kuti South Africa iri kuti yaisa maroadblock anokwana kuita matatu yekuti anga achimisa kupinda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura, Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the Gumede period. We've got his young brother, Ntando Gumede, who speaks about who Gumede was and how he became Highlanders Football Club chairperson. So let's listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Jesus Manda.
Okay. Mina nguNtando Gumede uNdumiso Gumede ube umfowethu lo sishileyo and as a family silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba ube nguye osasele omdala nguye okade sesele esi advisor ngezinto zonke zangekhaya, whether it's a death in the family kumbe kuya kule mchato kumbe kulani, nguye umuntu okade esesele engumuntu omdala esitshela ukuthi senze njani, senze kuphi, senze kuphi.
Yena-ke njengobona abantu abaningi begcele labekhuluma kuhle ngaye, vele benjani ngikhaya?
Hayi, umuntu wenkosi. It's unbelievable lokuthi utshona ukhuluma ukuthi uzama ukumdescribe ukuthi ubenjani. Ngumuntu lwana ongelalaka, ongelani, ubengabhelivi ku-confrontation. Yena okwakhe konke kwakuyikukhuluma, ningakhuluma ndikhulume lizwanane. Yeah. Although abanye abantu babengakuthatha ukuthi i-sign of weakness ukuthi wayengafuni i-confrontation, but ungakukhangela really it was kube yi-advantage kuye because yonke yakhe into yayisenziwa ngokucooperate, ngokucooperate, ngokucooperate.
Gumede wenzela iqembu leyalenda zinto eziningi lina njengefamily lalingabona ukuthi hayi konke phela amandla akhe wonke kokuphelela kwiqembu leyalenda lalisithini?
No. You know, let me tell you one thing. I've not told this to anybody. I actually asked him, ukuthi katona mdala, kathi usenza konke lokhu izinto lezayilenda lezo amahofisi, ama-ground, yini, club, i-hotel California and what have you. We have acquired all these things for the island. You know what he said? He said, look, I did not do that as an individual. But ngangilabantu ababe ngisurroundile, abantu labo babezwisisa and babe sithi bengabuya lama-ideas, sasihlala phansi sikhulume, ngangaxotshi ama-ideas abo. So some of these things elikubonayo lokhu, ama-trips to Germany and what have you, ngabantu ababe around me, yibo ababengazisa ukuthi look, kule nto enjenje, can we do it? Then we sit down, singabona ku-feasible, then they do it.
Abantu abaningi bathi ibhora leZimbabwe kungasela Gumede kakhulu i-Highlanders vele besilisehla engasasebenzi kakhulu kuboZifa. Khathesi-ke besaukuthi la Highlanders lapha kungasona kusonakala, kambe bazaqina yini bathathe imisebenzi yakhe leyo ayikhona bayiqhubekise phambili?
Hayi, lokuyana bazaqina, obviously bazaqina. Kuthiwa ukufa kwenye ukuvuka kwenye, literally. So somebody will come up ozayiphakamisa futhi iye phezulu. I-Highlanders is an institution, it's a way of life, it is not an ordinary club nje. No, it is not. Like I was saying laphana towards the end ukuthi ama-Facebook lokhu zendawana, they are being actually watched throughout the whole world. because abantu bakade bebuza lama address angkhona ukuthi hey njani njani throughout the whole world. So you know, it's more of an institution rather than a mere club.
Uzamkhumbula ngani umfowenu Sindaga?
Ukuhleka kwakhe, he was never serious about anything. Lokujayiva.
Ujayiva
uphela so hayi. Sonke isikhathi wayefuna ujayiva uhlale thabile. You know, he was a very good man.
He was a very good man. There you are, that is Mr. Kumede, the brother of the late Ndumiso Kumede. So he says, you know, he was told that when he was working at Islanders as chairman, when he was leading the club, so he purchased all those properties, not because of the fact that he was doing it alone, no. He says he used to engage a lot of people when he was telling his young brother. He said, I used to entertain all the ideas around me and then make sure that I would synthesize them and then come out with a decision at the end of the day, because he was the person who was supposed to make some decision. So then he says he played a very key role in terms of all those things, but with the help of other people. And at the same time, he says he'll remember his brother for one, smiling, and secondly,
Dancing,
you know, yeah. So we know he was a great dancer, you know.
Yes,
Choga.
Ongu wadiwa watereri na watariri manzi kwa kubaku mningina we mushakavu wa Ndumiso Kumede, wa Tando Kumede. Wanga waistanangura pamsoro pe upenyu wakarara miwane mkoma wawo. Waista urewe kuta aywa wanuanuti wa Kumede ndo wakadai mkumbu kwa kaitu kwa chukwata cha Islanders. Wanga wasinga shande wega waishanda ne wamwe wana wanutigira chukwata cha Islanders. Kubudirira kwechikwata munguva yavagumede vanoti havana kuti chibudirire nevari vega vaishanda nevamwe. Vabvunzwawo kuti munoti zvamunorangarira nazvo mukoma wanyu anzi aiwa munhu aigara achinyemwerera, munhu aida zvakare nyaya dzekutamba yake, munhu anga akasununguka tose tinoziva vagumede. Ndofunga pane mamwe mavhidhiyo atiri kuona vachitandadza vanhu pane mumwe mamwe mabiko eHighlanders vachinyumba, hatikati kunyumba, ndikati kusekesa vanhu. Vachitaura nekukundikana kuri kuitwa nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko kugadzirisa zvinhu. Ndiwo maziro avaitwa vagumede. Munhu aida hake zvekuramba achiseka nevanhu kana kuita je patingati pachivanhu je. Ndizvozvo Gibbs.
And as a Jesus Panda also spoke with the Matinda Ndlovu, here is the interview.
Lomatinda osebenzela kakhulu ngaphansi kukaba Kugumede. Matinda, kwini ungasitshela khona ngoGumede?
Ugumede, he was a true hero, a living testimony of leadership. Tina singena kwa Islanders sanga bafana bancane sifike uGumede engu chairman wayo usamukele wasiphatha ngesandla esiright kakhulu. Yikho ke thina sithi mina ngithi silahlekelwe kakhulu. I think I was one of the very few guys in Intake, Labo Namashambira, Labo McDonald's Longway. If you are mentioning just a few, one of the things that's got to make.
Amakabosa Kumula, we never planned to talk.
Won't come up. Wawala Sabu, Rothman's, Independence, Ozifa Kapu, Okaspi Kapu, Shibu Trophy, and so forth and so on. Intang I win now, Upera Nanda, the championship. The championship being I win now.
What's our time?
Nothing I retire. Imagine we are saying go coaching.
Also coaching.
Yeah.
Mm. So lapha wena ngingazikhangela. So when an is college from Kumede sicalisela sithini lesathi?
Angwazi sibili ngoba hayi sile challenge enkulu kakhulu. Eh, ngoba ikhalipha ekandumisa amboni sinisalayo kathesi ngokathesi sizama ukuthi sidinge sisibone khona ubani sibili ongasikhokhela ethathe isikhundla sikagumede.
Wena-ke yini linikwa-ke isicoco sobana yilela athenge lilo gumede elenza ukuthi ugumede athenge i-clubhouse i-ofisi yalokhana kwakusenzekana njani konke lo?
I think isiphatho sikagumede yena vele ngwakho wajele evele ezelwe eyilide. So I think yena i-professionalism ayilethayo ku-Highlanders yasenza sazakwanisa ukuthi singe zonke indawo zona lezi esikhulunywayo.
Lizwi kubani manje kubalandeli be-Highlanders ngoba duduza usithi ngalesi sikhathi njengomuntu i-legend ye-Highlanders, umuntu owayedlalelayo wakhotsha wawina konke okuwina, kuyini ongathi ilizwi kwabantu?
Asithembeleni enkosini, siloko sikhangela enxeni sizamthola omuntu oza indawo kaGumede.
So that is Matinda Chuluka Katazil Dog. Remember this guy, Jonga? He used to torment a certain gentleman by the name Oliver Gatea of Dynamos. They are great guys, I'm telling you. So he says, you know, Gumede was a very, very good guy. Like, he was born a leader. And he joined, Matinda joined the Highlanders when he was very young. I mean, the senior team. So he went straight from the junior side
to the first senior team.
Yes, without going through the other kind of ranks. So he says they won all the cups with Ndumiso Gumede, except maybe the championship. So he says they did all what they did. And now it's a big challenge for them to get another president of the club who is of his caliber. So he says the country has lost a good guy, you know.
Ndizvozvo tanzwa kubva kune mumwe vatambi venhabvu munguva yava Gumede kuHighlanders, Matinda Ndlovu, mutambi anozivikanwa zvikuru munyika nepasi rose, munhu akatambira Highlanders nechikwata cheZimbabwe, anga achitaura kuti aiwa varasikirwa, nyika yarasikirwa zvikuru zvikuru, mutambo wenhabvu warasikirwa zvikuru nekushaya kwava Gumede. Achitaurawo nemapindura akaita muchikwata kuti aiwa semunhu aizikana kuti aitamba nhabvu yake akangobva kune vechidiki veHighlanders achibva angoenda kunotambira chikwata first team, haana kutambira mab taiziva achinzi mab kana mareserve side, haana kumbotambiramo. Iye nevamwe vatambi vaataura vana Nhamo Shambira ndo vamwe vanhu vakatambira chikwata cheHighlanders nguva yavaNdumiso Gumede. Ari kutaura kuti zvichanetsa kuti nyika inge ichiwana munhu anenge achitungamira nhabvu anenge aine ruzivo serwanga ruina vaNdumiso Gumede Gibbs.
And lastly, we've got the current chairperson of Highlanders Football Club, and that is John Fatsbanda.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. I'm going to tell you about Mr. John Fatsbanda. I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders.
I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. The standard that's pretty high since I was fit. Kodwa siyabonga kakhulu kubana uGumede thina abanye usifundisile i-leadership nokuthi nxa uyi-leader you work with people and abantu yibo osebenza labo abakunika i-direction. I think ukwezwa lapha nalezi khulumi bekhona ukuthi wabiza abangani bakhe bathi asifakeni nalapha sisebenzele. I think i-Highlanders we must know ukuthi ngiyabantu vele nxa kumele isetshenzwe isetshenzwa ngabanikazi bayo sisebenzele sonkeni. So yikho asifundise khona ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisebenzeni sonkeni sibambane and then we'll achieve a lot. Mina I've really benefited a lot from having been close to him. On a personal note, sasike sihambe sibisenale gangeni sonke ezindaweni zethu sisonke sikholise siku-social life. He was a man who was full of social life. Full of life and ongasozo i-social life yakhe le nomsebenzi wakhe wawuthi ungawuhlani sibone kungamitshani kodwa ama-results ayezikhulumela mbone ngani ngakuthiwa kune kakhulu.
Wena ngathi i-team yakho ukhokhele le bhola liyadlalwa uhlowa mfica lawo sengumongameli wakho lapha-ke bekunjani ubudlelwano bakho laye?
Njengoba ngitshilo, I've learned a lot from him as my boss, president we-team. he was full of advice. Umuntu ongathanda ukuxokozela uyakutshetha hayi jayela phansi uthatha izinto step by step uyahamba longeza ule vision and he was a visionary umuntu othanda ukuthi hlela wena indlela into ofuna ukuyenza and ungaphumi emgwaqweni wayo uhambe ngayo izahamba biza abanye ubalethe eduze lisebenze lasebenzela
So when he did that, he did not say he was a little bit nervous. But finally, after some meetings, he managed to move for the new
commitment. Hey, the last time we had a good time, 7 seconds. And after finally, we were able to do it. Don't you have a new commitment? We have a simple thing. We have a simple thing. We have a simple thing. We ngoba usishiyele ilegacy enhle. Islanders is the best team in the land in terms of organization, administration, all set by him, ama standards, and what was set ibhale anokuthi lawo weduba lenhlonxa ufuna ukuyehluleka. Ukuthi lawo weduba lenhlonxa ufuna ukuyehluleka.
So that is John Fatswanda is the Highlanders chairperson. So he says he learned a lot from Kumete and he's very happy that Kumete was always giving me a lot of advice. So he says one of the things that maybe they have to achieve this year is to win maybe something for Kumete, you know. So we know that the team is not performing well. But he says maybe the boys can pull their socks and try something, you know.
That's true, Gibbs. Tanz baku bakuna such garo wechukwata che Highlanders wa John Fat Siwanda. Warukuta uraiwe kuti aiwa waka dziza trakawanda kubva kuna vandumiso Kumete. Nguwe wa Kumete pa wakanga wari such garo wa idzidzo trakawanda. Uye vabva wa Kumete pa chigaro chekuwe such garo Highlanders wa John Fat Siwanda wa pinda. Waka ramba wachi basira kuchukwata che Highlanders wa Kumete. Anzika na Matai Famba omu kutandara. Social life, vanhu vaisangana vachidyidzana zvakanaka nyika erasikirwa Gibbs.
Yeah, so now we can go to the other issue concerning Zimbabweans trying to go to South Africa, but they are actually stranded at the Beitbridge border post because of a crackdown that is being done by the South African government. And we're told that there are thousands of people down there. So the last count, according to the Herald newspaper, they were roughly about 800. Mm-hmm. So, but other papers are putting it at 1,500. So we cannot say exactly how many people are there. Because we know after the festive season, Zimbabweans trip to South Africa. That's where they work. That's where they do a lot of things to help their families. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of the social, economic, and political problems in Zimbabwe or some other factors. But when I talked to one of the ZANU-PF activists, he said, you know, one of the issues was COVID. He says it was a major cause of this kind of migration. And he says people are trying to make a living. So they are going to South Africa basically for that. So we're joined by one of our guests right now. That is Dr. Simba Mavaza. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Gibbs. Welcome, Jonga.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr.
Happy New Year. I forgot you're in the New Year already.
Yeah. So we're facing this kind of migration crisis, so to speak. So what is going on according to ZANU-PF? Because it seems as if the government is not condemning what is happening at the border.
Okay, there are two things we should understand in this manner, Gibbs. South Africa is an independent country. It has its own rules, its own laws. It executes its laws in its own way. So as a country, Zimbabwe cannot stop South Africa from deporting Zimbabweans who are in South Africa illegally. But however, what makes it a problem is the fact and the way they are removing these people. They are not showing any respect. There is no humanity left in the face of South Africans at all. And that is unfair. You would see a group of Zimbabweans being bundled into cars like thieves. They are paraded on TVs, on social media by the South African government. They are dragged, and I spoke to three or four guys who were actually grouped together. they were not allowed to go to the toilet. And the explanation given was that the army says we have no time to go to the toilet, you run away. So you see, the abuse, it's beyond what we expect. And that part is the part we expect in our relevant ministries to engage each other and talk about it. When we talk about what's happening in South Africa, we are not talking about whether South Africa is doing the right thing or the wrong thing. The right thing is they are looking after their borders. But the wrong thing, they are treating Zimbabweans in a very, very bad way.
But actually, Dr. Mabaza, it seems as if people are condemning the situation that is in Zimbabwe. They're saying there's a crisis. The indications are that these people are leaving because of a serious crisis back home. Let's respond to that.
No. Those who are saying that, they are not serious. I don't know how to describe them. But I'll be honest with you. Every country, every national is somewhere. You cannot go into any country and you don't meet foreigners who are not Zimbabweans. There are many Nigerians in South Africa than Zimbabweans. And there are many Nigerians here in England than Zimbabweans. There are many Ghanaians. There are many South Africans are here in England. A lot of them are illegal in England. Some of them are my clients. We've got Tswanas here in England who have no papers, whom we are fighting for to get their papers. We have got every country you think of which we think that the things are fine. What happens, Gibbs, is in the eyes of human beings, the grass is greener in another level. And in another field, it's greener than theirs. So this mentality that the grass is greener elsewhere is what is become human nature now. So because of that, we cannot in any way criticize Zimbabwe. Yes, our situation back home is not the perfect one we need to. Even if it changes today, I can assure you, people will still want to go out, experience mm-hmm. out, because we are now a global village. People are interlinked. People are traveling. It takes an hour to go to South Africa by plane. It takes 7 hours by plane to the UK. It can be quicker. The journeys which are taking years, they are quicker.
Thank you. So, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it takes about 17 hours to get to South Africa using a bus and doing double up, double up. We'll come to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. The 17 hours is actually a blessing that you will see the roads, you see the nature, you appreciate what God has made. But still, the fact has nothing to do with situation in Zimbabwe. It's the world order. Everybody wants to move somewhere.
Okay, let's have Joga. Joga, go ahead.
Ndachida kubvunza kuna Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, vana veZimbabwe vari kuchema, vakawanda vari kuti dambudziko riri kukonzerwa nematongerwo enyika. Kwete nyaya yekuti kumhiri kwerwisikana kwefenzi kune kwakapfumbira sezvamuri kutaura, nokuti vakawanda vari kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU-PF muZimbabwe, not the fact that it's greener on the other side of the fence.
Jonga, vanotaura kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU-PF South Africa vanenge vachikunyeberai. Nekuti chokwadi chinoitika ndechekuti kana munhu achinge atiza utongo hwenyika yake, anoita iye inonzi kupotera kusika asylum. Vanhu vari kudzingwa iko zvino izvi, vanhu vari kubva kuSouth Africa hakuna akasika asylum. Vanhu vakapinda nepasi pefenzi, vakapinda nepasi pemvura, vakapinda zvisina mutsauko. Kupinda muSouth Africa mazuva anojonga hakudi visa because it's sadic. Unongoda kuratidza passport rako rodhindwa opinda. South African government iri kuargue point kuti isu tiri kuti kana passport rako risina kudhindwa wapinda nepai, dzokera upinde zvakanaka. Kana usina passport enda unoapply passport udzoke. Saka nyaya yekupomera matongerwo enyika handiye chokwadi, nekuti vanenge vari kutiza matongerwo enyika variko hatirandi, ivavo vakanopotera. Vapoteri vese vanoprotektwa neUnited Nations, kunyange nyika yavanenge vari havabvumiri kudzoserwa nyika kwavo kana nyaya yavo isina kupera yavakapotera vachitaura. Saka in other words, hachisi chokwadi kwakuva kuchema nekungotedza vari kuchema, pari chokwadi ndechekuti vari kudzoserwa kumusha ava havanene matongerwo enyika. wari varutsvaga ugaro hwakanaka wari varutsvaga upfumi hunenge huri nani kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti mupfungwa dzavo vanofunga kuti pavari pari kutiza asi pamberi apo pakanaka
asi Dr. Mavhaza imwe nyaya zvakare ka inyaya yekunzi muzimbabwe macho kandai vasiri kutiza zvematongerwo enyika hamuna mabasa ZANU PF iri kunzi yauraya maindastri yauraya makambani yatadza kumutsa mabasa
zvamataura izvi zvinonzwisisika nekuti zvakamboitika asi kubva 2017 kusvika iko zvino izvi kune zvizhinji zvashanduka muzimbabwe muutongi hwechipiri hwatingatiwo second dispensation tikachaisa panew dispensation kana pautongi hutsva hwaako utongi hwababa Mnangagwa nezanu pf itsva zanu pf yakageza kubva kuuori wekare yasvika panguva inoi zvinhu zvashanduka baba zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kunzi shandisai minda yamakapiwa shandisai dzidzo yamakapiwa mabasa ari kuwanika zvishoma nezvishoma hazvingangouta kamwe chete kubvira sekunge moto wabatidzwa papeturu aiwa zvinotora chinguva bata ane makore matatu tabva muold dispensation to the new dispensation zvichinhu zviri kushanduka migwagwa iri kugadzirwa vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa ekugadzira migwagwa vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa zvakasiyana siyana masalaries evanhu akati dzikirei asi hurumende iri kuedza nepainogona kukwidziridza kuti vanhu vapfuure mutsara wekutambura iye yatingati poverty line saka vazhinji vari kurarama nemararamiro akatinakei achisi chokwadi kuti mabasa hakuna zvachose ehe mabasa ari kuredza nyika dzese kunyika yatinofunga kuti yakabudirira kuno kuchirungu kuengland tine unemployment rate yatokwira zvisingaiti vazhinji vari kuchema vanhu vakutorarama nekunopiwa chikasi kunonzi kumafood banks imomo america ndanga ndikuverenga nezuro the unemployment rate has gone up kubva vabiden vapinda mupower as compared kune zvayanga yakaita panga pana vatrump saka haisi mhosva yemutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti webato ndo zvaakuitika munyika dzese mabasa anoita achinetsa asi hurumende yakamirira kugadzirisa izvozvo nekubatsira vana vezimbabwe kuti tive negutsa ruzhinji munyika yedu.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube. He was shaking his head when Dr. Mavhaza was talking. Baba Ngulube, sawamukela kuhlelo kwako.
Ane njani baba Dube njani lo baba ujonga ekhisimusi umnyaka omutsha abantu.
Yeah, umnyaka
omutsha. Thank you, siyaphila.
Ubaba lo baba bengazimiselanga umphendula wenza igazi lami lichise. Kutsho ukuthi eZimbabwe sine leadership crisis sibili. Xa umkhokheli ohleze ingendi ungikhumbuza lo omunye obesesanthini mina ngesilungu ngifuna ukuthi bakucomfort zone xa ekhuluma kanje ngohulumende ableme amanye amazwe akhuluma ukuthi akula msebenzi amazwe njengamazwe wonke akula msebenzi engakhayeli isituation yezimbabwe isizimbabwe kumele siyikhayele njengabantu bezimbabwe akhulume ngokuthi i-migration ikhona i-migration vele ikhona amazwe wonke but the volume tells we've got thousands and thousands of people abantu khathesi abastuck eZimbabwe abafuna ukungena phakathi kwamanzi abanye bathwele abantwana emuva omama bangena kule ngwenya abantu badliwa zingwenya but iZANU PF leadership knows i-practical naseneyenzwakala kuground kube bakhuluma besemahoteleni kuphela hhayi kubuhlungu lokho okukhulunywa ngobaba lo bengamiselanga umphendula yena ngokwakhe bengisithi ngizakhuluma ngesimo vele sikiso sona esikhuluma ngaso sithwele nzima singabantu bezimbabwe ngesituation ekugrowund sonke izani ngabe ingasixotshanga ekhaya but indirect iyasixotsha nxa kuhala msebenzi abantu bonke bagijimele ukuze edinga umsebenzi e-South Africa akula muntu othanda ukucrosa phakathi kwamanzi umfula ugcwele mandla akula muntu othanda ukungela phakathi umfula lwana ule ngwenya umfula lwana si-more than a kilometer umama bahamba phakathi labantwana abancane i-reality ekugrowund le nto ekhulunywa ngobaba lowo is totally different kuyamangalisa ukuthi ama-leaders kuyafana layenalo bekhuluma kuthiwa kusesantoni abantu bakhuluma beku-comfort zone besezitulweni ezintofotofo abahambe kugrawundi bayebona abantu basafa ukhuluma ngamasimu amasimu uzawenzani ungala nto zokuthenga esimu i-need resources sonke sila masimu siyalima but we need resources ukuthi umaintain amasimu
ye akutho baba sorry kule feedback kancane lapha so wena nxa subona ngokwakho akumtshela ukuthi umuntu nxa ecrossa iborder esebenzisa umfula kuhamba njani akumcwathele khonapho ngamafitshane
kulendlela eziningi dube nxa kungala manzi siyacrossa sihambe ama-kilometers maybe 10 kilometers usiyale uzama ukuthi ungene kungala manzi but kathi kulamanzi awumama bangene uyangena emfuleni ume ku-neck level uthwele umntwana umama bethwele umntwana uhambe phakathi komfula 500-800 1 kilometer phakathi kwamanzi umfula olengwenye ingwenye uzibona zihamba abanye bachapha bayechapha ebrishini baphoswe ngerubhu irubhu uyahamba more than I think it's 50 meters down. Don't say rupee la manots. So la manots nga wanga wazu. Hamba manots daan. Mama baya, abanye baya, puga abanye baya. Abanye ba drop abantwana. Bese nita njenyo na ya. That's the reality ku proud. Asikwa azloka kucholu babu kuti. Ati ya sole South African government. South African government ayipendulu umuntu ole passport. La Zimbabwe jana umuntu ongala passport yambopi. South African government nga ukose ule passport. Likale abakuphendula uyahamba bakunika amalanga nga ungala permit bakunika amalanga those visitors nothing so ukuthi I blame all the blame on South African government hayi kuhlunga kakhulu it's very bad abahambe ku ground bayebona ukuthi abantu bakhosa njani siyakhosiswa ye kodwa bakutsho ukukhulumela ukukhulumela eSouth Africa amasotha ngithi sidla imali vele nxa sikhosa lapha ngoba nxa ukhosa bayakwazi amasotha amapolice wonke ama department bayakwazi sidlula kiwo basikhose but emanzini uzazikhosela but ukudlula ke baba besibona sibabhadala imali lapho eSouth Africa sebabhadala izimali millions ama-thousands
akumzame ngesilungu lapho kwencane
angazi dube it seems as if we have got a leadership crisis. These leaders have to be on the ground and see what's happening. People are striking. We've got people crossing that crocodile infested river with kids on their back. That river full of water up to your neck, nothing. Crossing with ladies with kids on the backs, crocodiles. Sometimes you cross over the bridge, you go down on the other side of the bridge with a rope to go down nothing, a distance of 50 or 60 meters to go down. Some of the ladies, they fall down. Some, they drop the kids. The kids die. People die. People break their legs in that nothing. I don't know. Now he's blaming the South African government. South African government is not returning the Zimbabwean people with passports. If you have got your passport stamped, South African government doesn't return you back. They allow you into the country. It's either you have got a permit or they give you a visitor's visa on the border gate. They don't have a problem. So to blame South African government to turn back the illegal immigrants, that's another story.
But Mr. Ngulube, the issue of passports, those who have passports, I think there is a limit there on number of days you get when you visit South Africa. And many of these people who are crossing illegally, they want to go and work and earn a living. How can they circumvent that? Because if they use the legal route of passports, maybe they'll get 90 days or so, but they want to be there for a time.
Yes, we always do that. That's the reality. That's what we always do. You cross with your passport, you get those days, you send your passport back, but you stay in the country as long as you have crossed illegally. But if you see someone crossing on the river, that means that person doesn't have a passport. And a passport, to get a passport in Zimbabwe, as it is now, I've applied for my young boy who is 10. They said I must come on the 15th of December. On the 15th of December, they gave me another date. And then I have to pay $318. $318. It's almost $6,000 to apply for a Zimbabwe passport. So if I'm applying for three kids, it's $20,000. While I'm getting paid $5,000, where will you get $20,000? Nothing. Zimbabwean passport is the most expensive, and it's not just expensive. It's hard to get, hard to apply, hard to finish that process of applying for a Zimbabwean passport. He knows it.
Yeah, Gibbs, maybe you can bring in Dr. Mavaza to respond to Mr. Ngulube.
Yes, quite, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Ngulube is a bit confused. He agrees with me that South African government is doing what it's supposed to do. That's what I said. It means he was not listening, or if he was listening, he did not understand. Because I said South African government has a right to protect its borders. It has a right to return people who are in their country illegally. That's what I said. Then I went on to say, the problem we have is how those people are being treated when they are arrested and when they are being returned. And I gave an example of people being set down under a big shed and not allowed to stand up to go to the toilet. If you stand up, the police, that side will hit you. The worst thing, when they cross over to Zimbabwe, they're beaten again by the Zimbabwean soldiers. That's what I'm saying. That is wrong. So I don't understand where his problem is. But now let me explain to him where his confusion is and explain to those listening that we all understand this point. Number one, when a person crosses into South Africa through the illegal crossing point, that person becomes an illegal immigrant. All what he has to do is to go back home, apply for a passport or a travel document, and cross over to South Africa. Whatever you do to stay there, it's something else. But to get in there, South African government says, can you get in South Africa legally with your passport? You must have authority to come in there. It is a crime even in Zimbabwe to cross, to leave the country without a passport. And this is, that's where we agreed. Now, he talks about the difficulties in having passports. We now have the new e-passports coming into effect, and which is becoming very easier and simpler, where you apply online and you get an e-passport. And if you are back home, you can, if you can't go online, you can go straight there. The passports which people have now, they are still valid until they expire, meaning until the expiry dates. So they have not expired yet. So if a person has been trying to go in South Africa and they are getting about 1,500 a day from other sources who are being deported daily, it means we've got so many Zimbabweans who have not, who do not have passports, not because they are problems in applying for passports. These are people who have been in South Africa all along. They had only crossed over for holidays, and they are coming back to their work and everything they have in South Africa. These are the people who neglected getting their passports while they were in South Africa. We cannot simply blame the Zimbabwean government for the faults of our own people. We need to make sure we've got our passports. We need to make sure that, because as I have said,
Dr. Mavaza, what Mr. Ngulube said is the pain of applying and waiting and getting a passport in Zimbabwe. That needs to be addressed. So,
yes. So according to Sipho Ngulube, it's like somebody selling weed. You know, just tantamount to what exactly he's saying. Mm. You know, like, you know, it's difficult to get a Zimbabwean passport in the first place. Mm. Because you have to go through certain channels. Now, he was there. He tried to go there after they told him to come. And then now they shifted the dates for no apparent reason. He's an angry man, Dr. Mavaz.
The pain of getting a passport is far less than the pain of dying in a river trying to jump jump over the border. People should try to do the right thing. Yes, as I have said, we know we have got problems with our passports. Not this year, not last year, not 4 years ago. It has been a problem for a long time. But there is a lot of things being done now. And as we have said, the government has introduced the e-passports. And we are looking into that. And the e-passports are the passports which will be very easy to produce and very cheap. And very easy to be given to people at a cheaper reasonable price. Yes, our passports are unreasonably expensive. I don't defend that. We have said it is wrong for the government to charge our Zimbabwean people US dollars for a passport. If you are Zimbabwean, you must pay Zimbabwean dollars. The government must have confidence in its own currency, and it must not rely on the foreign currency for its own passport. Because a passport is a right. Anybody has a right to get a passport, unless there are reasons why you cannot get one. So, yes, as far as the problems of getting passports are concerned, I do appreciate it, I agree. But we cannot blame ZANU-PF for that. We are simply saying these are problems we inherited, and we are sorting them out. As a government, these things are being sorted, and very soon people will be getting their passports within a day. And again, those who are paying £300 are the ones who want their passports within a day's service. And if you pay that amount, which is $300, you get your passport within 2 days. It's a day, but they count the first day. It does not count. It counts the second day you go and pick it up. And that's what we do. So our passports are printed in Zimbabwe. And therefore, that has been my argument all along. And that's what we've presented again through other channels to the government to reconsider, not to charge Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe in foreign currency. We in diaspora, yes, we have no problems. We should pay our passports in foreign currency, because we are getting foreign currency where we are. But those at home, they must not pay in foreign currency, and that is wrong. And the government must look into that. Mm-hmm. And we cannot say that is right.
Thank you very much. And I think Mr. Sipongurube is about to scream now because he was waiting for his chance to express his opinion on this issue. Jonga?
Yes, Gibbs, I'm just, while we wait for Mr. Ngulube, I'm just reading News 24 here. It says at least 11 Zimbabweans who attempted to cross the crocodile-infested Limpopo River into South Africa are feared dead after a boat carrying 8 of them reportedly capsized, while the other 3 were swept away in different incidents on Sunday. That's the danger Zimbabweans are facing, Gibbs.
It's a crisis, Ngulube.
It's a crisis, Dube, and it happens every day. This is definitely in the newspaper. We've got a lot of people dying who are not in the news. And this man is saying, I'm confused. I'm not confused. The Zimbabwean passport is a challenge to get a Zimbabwean passport. Why? He says he's insulting our intelligence when he's saying Zimbabweans are not prepared, these people living in South Africa are not prepared to apply for passport. We're applying passport here in the embassy. We're paying 300 rands just to get a form. I've got forms, but I can't submit my forms in Iraq. We're all having queues here in the embassy, applying, lining for those 300 forms. But he's saying Zimbabweans are ignoring that nothing. That's an insult to the Zimbabweans. And to say I'm confused because he's insulting the South African government. I didn't say he's wrong when he said people are deported. But he said South African government is wrong when he's banging people in the cars. But the South African soldiers and South African government, they are treating us much better than the Zimbabwean soldiers because they deport us nicely. They take us on the other buses to the port. But on the other side, that's where we got the ill treatment. He must know what's happening on the ground. And this thing of saying the passport, you can apply, it's a process to apply. Now I've got an appointment for the 15th of December. Now they turned me back. They said you must wait, we will phone you. They haven't phoned me. But I was at home. They said on the 15th of December, I had that appointment with my money on the hand, that 318 on the hand. But my man was not accepted. He knows there's corruption, there's all the things going in the passport office. But he doesn't want to accept because he's living in a comfort area. I don't know what can I say.
Yeah, I would want to say.
Hayi ubaba lo uyaseyisa usenza singezwa kanti ukuthi singabantu uyaseyisa nxa isithu abantu abase South Africa bafuna ukuthatha ama-passport. Yikusithethisa lo. Yithi abantu esithatha ama-passport. Sihambe embassy lapha esigethi siyalayina bebebavalile onke isikhathi sonke sizothatha abantu 100 but sibavulile bayasithatha we paying ama 300 but after paying those 300 rands it's a strike route where you submit futhi passport ekhaya mina nginje bele appointment ka 15 December yomntwana umntwana ipermit yaze expire 15 November khathesi manje kala passport it's not even easy ukuthi we apply permit so mhla sengiya apply permit sengine charge vele ukuthi umntwana se overstay so that's another thing nothing yena uthi thina senza ngabomi ukuthi singathatha ama-passport. And lokuthi mina ngithe igovernment e-South Africa, igovernment e-South Africa is trying their best, basidiphotha ngcono ba basifaka ezimoteni, abasitshaye. Xa sifika ngale Zimbabwe e-boda, yikho esihlukumyezwa khona. Khona ukuthatha i-passport iyaphuma within 2 days. Iyaphuma within 2 days nxa usuyifakile, but ukuyifaka, it takes a pain. Akahambe lubaba aye ku-ground, angabe ekhuluma into azizwa eku-comfort zone. Khathi singa sithi yena abu-dispora abangcono bayabhadala. Bangcono bona basebenza ama-pounds. Abantu abase-South Africa, we are gardeners, we are kitchen ladies. Uyayithatha ngapi i-380 Average is 6,000 ukuthatha i-passport eZimbabwe. And ungasoyithathe kusasa ufike uyithole. And then with 6,000 there, we are itata wangaku, 7,000, 5,000, 7,000. And that fraction of money is in your passport.
Jonga?
Yes, ndirikunzwa zvirikutaurwa urwa nava Ngulube Gibbs. Ndirikufunga dambudziko guru raitika inyaya yekuti muZimbabwe hamuna mabasa. Dai muine mabasa, vanhu vaikwanisa kunge vachigara vachiwana mabasa nekuraramisa mhuri. Ndandichiverenga pane mumwe anga achinyora pasocial media achitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kuenda kunze, zvikuru vari kuenda kuSouth Africa vari kusangana nedambudziko. Garai muZimbabwe murime. Vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachirima hongu, asi vanoda zvikwanisiro. People can venture into agriculture, but they need inputs. They need to start up that project. So I don't know how best that can be addressed. Mr. Ngulube, how best can this be addressed? There are no jobs. What can be done?
There's no other way, Mr. Joga. The only way is to fix the economy. If we fix the economy, we get work at home. We are all prepared to work at home. And then this thing of agriculture and plowing and farms, that thing is just going to happen on its own if the economy is okay. We don't need to force people to go to a certain industry because the economy is not functioning. How am I going to start farming without even... I can't even plow 1 acre with nothing. I don't even have seeds to plant. How can I start farming? Farming needs resources. Farming needs inputs. You don't just go to farming. You have to work, raise some money, and then you can invest in whichever industry you want to, nothing. Because people are different. People are interested in different industries. So we don't force people to farm. We are not all farmers. We have got people who are real farmers who feel like farming. We can't all join farming. We can't all be forced to farm. They just have to fix. We have spent about 20 years in South Africa. Now we are old. We are going to retirement age. We don't have anything. But we know we have our own cake. We have our own family things. But how are we going to retire now? We can't even retire.
Abathi phela hambani lelima kungcono kulaloko lokwenzayo
sizalima nqa beforce abantu ukuthi bayelima sizalima ngani ukulima kufuna inkomo kufuna ifertilizer kufuna inhlanyelo kufuna kulele izinto ube lemali uqala ukulima vele ukulima abantu abaforce ukuya kulima abantu abalungisa iconomy yelizwe bangalungisa iconomy yelizwe abantu bazazihlalela izweni bakhethe lapha abafuna ukulima abazalima abafuna ukurun isitolo bazarun isitolo ibusiness izaphila abantu bonke bathengelane impilo iphilwe lokho kuthiwa abantu bayafoswa kuthiwa hambani lelima hambani lelima lokho ungathi usehluka ukulima i-one acre ungalankomo yokulima i-one acre ukube sokuthiwa hambe lile ifamu inje ifuna ukugonjolezelwa ayifuna i-fencing yimali uzayithatha ngabi imali
ye siyamuza ubaba ungulube sibi lapho uyakhuluma go ahead with Dr. Mavaza jonga
yes Dr. Mavaza nyaya imwe iri kutambudza vana vezimbabwe inyaya yekuti vanofunga kuti hurumende haisi kuvapa nzeve mune zvinhu zvakawanda imi muri munhu anenge achikwanisa kunge achitaudzana nevanhu vari mumasimba vari muhurumende zvii zvingaitwa kuti vanhu vanzwise nekuti vanoona kunga mapazi ese ehurumende tingati zvakaita sebazi rezvemukati menyika rehome affairs ndo rinodhila kana kubata nyaya dzemapasipoti vanhu vari kuti taneta nekunge tichivapa zvichemo zvedu takamboona at one time the minister went ku mukwati building no kunotorwa zvitupa I'm forgetting the name of the building vachiendako vachiedza kunoassess the situation and he was even made to pay $50 if I'm not mistaken for him to get a place kuti vawane nzvimbo yekuti vange vachitora chitupa kana kuwana passport zvinhu zvavanenge vachiona vari muhurumende asi vari kunzi havasi kutora matanho munoti
ichokwadi kuti zvinhu zvakada zvinoitika asi tikanyatsoongorora matanho ari kutorwa ndokusaka iko zvine Zimbabwe yakauya neinonzi e-passport nematanho ekuapplya passport ati ari kutishanduke kubva gore rinoeri
e-passport iri kudhurira vanhu zvakare because kana uchibhadhara $300 something hapana chanzi chagadziriswa apa vangoshanduka havo kubva kune zvavanga vachiita vachienda pamwe asi zvichiramba zvakangokwirira vana vezimbabwe
kudhura riri kudhura nekuti richiri kutanga asi zvichadzika tichienderera mberi chada tichiona apa ngatimbosiyanai nekudhura ngatitarisei nechikonzero ndechekuti taakugona kuapplya mapasipots aya online hatichapinda mumitsara yekunoungana kumapasipot office unoapplya wakagara kumba kwako kana palibrary iri pedyo newe kana kuenda paintaneti cafe wobhadhara dhora rako kuti upiwe 1 hour yako yekuti unyore ufile fomu rinodiwa ribva raenda obhadhara ipapo saka in other words zviri kubvisa mitsara yanga yanyanya kupfumbira kumapassport office zvoreva izvo kuti kana zvichinge zvabudirira zvikaenderera mberi tinenge tisaite tsika yekuungana tichichemera mapassport kepiri ndaida kuti tinzwisise chinangwa chekuti kana handina kupindura vangulube handinga vasei ndisina kuvapindura vangulube vakarasika pavatiwo vakaenda kuembasy kusouth africa vanobva vabhadhariswa mari vopiwa fomu chete vanoudzwa kunzi kana mafila fomu dzokainaro pano kana muchida asi kana muchida kuenda naro mega kumba endainaro kumba But the panel talking about the Serbian Kumusha, most of the panel was about passports. And so the embassy does those for the people. So I want to go to Vakatora Vega, Vanigavanya Beronia, Mazir Kumba Matso, Serbumusha, which in the Pekuron of Ukraine, one day, Badra Mazimari, Kanabiro Marina Mazau. Vakutendeogavushora urumende iwa dilo ega pane mitsara pane ugwaro urumende uripo kana waenda ku embassy embassy inofila formula ino such dido ke formula yako obvunzwa kunzi unoda kuti tikuitire here obadara mari yawa badara osiya formi baba kana chingo apedza kufila vanokutora ma photos avo nema fingerprints ipapo chango sara kuisa passport kusara passport runoenda passport office really mu batch yema foreign applied passports. So as far as you know, vanenge vanyeberana nehama dzedu nevanenge nawe kune vakoma kuti ini ndine vandinoziva ndine mface ndipe kunondo kuitira mangwana vodyiwa mazimari hama dzedu dzekuti bira mari kumusha uko isa hatisi kuzviona asi kana tabirwa mari taakungopomera ari pedyo nezu ndiani ihurumende. Okay, kupindura mbudzo yechipiri vajonga kutaurirana nehurumende kana kuchema zvichemo zvedu zvinonzwika hurumende inoteerera kune mapazi atinoenda kunotaura zvichemo zvedu kana tikava neproblem kune tori nemanhamba anenge akanyorwa ekufona baba passport office kana uchinge wabirwa uchinge usina gutsikana uchinge usingafari urina kumhangara fona nhamba idzi kana uchinge wafunga kuti wabirwa zvechitsotsi enda kumapurisa. Mapurisa are willing to arrest and do that. And kune namba dziriko, the anti-corruption unit, the special anti-corruption unit again, you know, the SACU, the anti-corruption commission. Vese vaka, vasi mapurisa vanhu, asi vane simba rekusunga, vanhu vanenge vaita uori. Namba dzavo dziri pamagedhi ese, kana pamasasa ese, ema offices ehurumende, kuti mubatsirike. Kuti vanhu vabatwe vanoda kukumbira choko muhome iya yatingati bribery kana vane uori yatingati corruption. Saka hongu hurumende inoteerera asi vanhu vedu tichadida kungotsinhira nechekuti tisaite gunda musaira nekungofunga kuti munhu zvaari kuZimbabwe anoziva vanhu vari kumusha vanzwa nekutinyebera nekutibira mazimari vanokunyebera ikoko kwamuri kusouth africa kuti makati ndino munhu andinoziva ndine munhu ari kuZANU-PF. ZANU-PF haine nemapassports aina kana simba over passports mapassport anoitwa nehurumende anoitwa neministry of home affairs munoenda kupassport office hakuna munhu anomira kunze kwegedhi achida kukumbira kuti zviite fast kana maona anenge adaro mhangara yekumapurisa ndozvatokedza kuita kuti tibvise izvozvo asi uori hunodiridzirwa nevanhu vanoramba vachihushandisa kana munhu akauya kwauri neuori iwo kamubhadhara anodzoka mangwana because zviri kubhadhara. Saka ngatiedzei kusabhadhara vanhu mari titedzere matanho atinenge tapiwa anoita mapassport chedu abude zvakanaka.
Thank you very much. And our time is almost up, so we'll ask Mr. Sipho Ngulube for his last word. Go ahead, Mr. Ngulube.
Hayi, yabonga Duke, but ubaba lo udisconnected nereality. Emfuna ukukorrect econsul, sithatha iconsul yeisgate lapha lapha esithatha khona amafomu akula option yokuthi amafomu ayathathwa igovernment ayisenafini bayakutshela bayakudindela bakuthatha i-fingerprint ubhadale i-R300 ipassport amafomu uyazihambela angazi ukuthi utsho yiphi kumbe kuwone UK angikwazi but thina sikhuluma i-reality ekugrawundi kusikonsul mina ngihlala khona apha duze kwe-esgate last year nje ngi-apply amafomu angu-4 ama-passport angu-4 angu-3 awethu lo mama lo mntwana kade singa-apply yokucina ngo-December nalengiyibala ekaphuma umntwana ngaye ngiqala ukuyi-apply ngo-August ngize ngathola iform ngo-December ngo-December banika i-appointment ka-15 December ekhaya kayikanasini lokhu kuthiwa kula ma-passport ahambayo esuka ku-embassy akukho consul la isgate wonke umuntu ose-South Africa sibuya khona pa consul akakho umuntu wayethathelwa amafomu awahathunyezelwe ekhaya yikho emfuna ukukorrect ubaba lo ka-connectane labantu before akommente izinto nasini ina siku ground sikhuluma ngento ezenzakalayo kasicabangeli kasifanisi sikhuluma into ezenzakalayo aka consult consul manje a confirm ena le into engitshelayo.
Yes, and on that note I think we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Sibaba Vaza of ZANU-PF. He is based in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, a Zimbabwean living and working in South Africa. And we also thank our reporter Ezra Chisaspanda, who was in Nyati Communal Lens yesterday, covering the burial of Ndumiso Kumede. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a very, very lovely night.
Neni Jonga Kandemire ndichosangana zvakare muzvirongwa zvinoteera. Kushuvira igore dzva rakanaka rine makomborero. Kumwarara zvakanaka vateereri.